every soul I see, no breast there's no sea with the Lord, and He will surely.
All right, I guess I'll get started now. Thank you for tuning into the program here. Fire, shut my bones. It's 11:36. Hopefully, people from afar will hear us. What we're going to try to talk about tonight from the Word of God is this: why Jesus came to this planet. Why did Jesus come to this planet? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please help me. Help whoever listens to learn something from your word, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. And we'll begin reading in... let's read in verse 20. Or 19. 18. And the Lord God said, It is not good that the man shall be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. All right. And Adam gave names to all cattle and to all fowl of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he woman. You know what? Hold on. I want to read Genesis chapter 3. Oh, okay, 16, 17, my fault. Hope someone's listening to this. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, this is very, very, very important here. We have God giving Adam a warning. Adam is the first man on the face of the planet. And God, and this is our ancient ancestor from years ago, God told Adam, do not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Adam was allowed to have everything. He was allowed to have the world. He had dominion over the fish, the sea, the animals. Eden means pleasure. Now, not only did God give Adam the command not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he also warned Adam what would happen should he disobey. It says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. There are two types of death. The death that we're all too familiar with is when the soul leaves the body, and the Bible refers to as giving up the ghost. In your peering through your eyes right now is your spirit. Your spirit lives forever. When your spirit is removed from your body, you're dead. And then your spirit goes on to live either in heaven or hell. So that's the warning. If Adam disobeyed God's command, he will die. And so will his descendants. Sadly, Adam did disobey the Lord despite the warning. You say, that's not fair. Why did God have to put the tree there? Well, is it fair that your kid potentially might get run over by a car? You tell your child, don't play in the streets. Beware of passing cars. And the child disobeys and plays in the streets and is run over by a vehicle. Now, whose fault is that? Is the child they disobeyed? Do you remove the whole road? Do you not move or have a house near a busy highway? You know, those are the things we have to think about and reason. God, out of his mercy, warned Adam what would happen should he disobey. And sadly, he disobeyed. and it doomed mankind. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. You see, the devil here is questioning and challenging God's command about not eating from the knowledge of good and evil. For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. So Adam and Eve make a terrible choice to disobey God. God gave Adam and Eve a chance to willingly love him. God doesn't want robots to love him. He will not force anyone to love him. It's fascinating. People will say we're forcing our religion down people's throats. God never forced anyone to serve him. God gives them a chance to listen, obey, and it rests up to them. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that that it was pleasant to the eyes and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Now, I failed to tell you the second part of the death. So you have physical death. That's a spirit leaving the body. And you have spiritual death. Now, spiritual death is separation from God. Because Adam and Eve sinned, they caused sin to pass down upon all men. Okay, let's go to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. No, I'm sorry, Hebrews 5, 12. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. I'm in Acts now. It says there, Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Wherefore means because of, by one man sin. That's talking about Adam. He was the first man. And the Bible is saying, because Adam disobeyed God's command, death, which is separation from God, passed upon all men. Spiritual death. That is man being separated from God. Man is born a sinner. Man is separated from God. Now, what happens to a person that's separated from God? Well, they go to hell. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. That's eternal separation from God in eternal hell fire. So what? Why did God come to this planet? Well, let's read some more of Genesis chapter 3. And it says And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. You know, their conviction settled in. It's so hard to get people in church. They're convicted by godly things. They separate themselves from the Lord. They fear the Lord. Look at Genesis, John chapter 3. This is the reaction of a sinful man. Oh, I'm in John 6. All right. John chapter 3. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not on him is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. You know, in the Bible where we just read, where it says, and their eyes were open, they have a craving and lust for sin. They realize there is a wrong, and they realize there is a right. They weren't just covered with God's glory anymore. They're now sin settled in, and they have a new knowledge of the opposite of righteousness. And what's that knowledge? Evil. And this is the combination, that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. See, Adam and Eve are hiding from the Lord. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest their deeds shall be reproved. And that's what Adam and Eve are doing here. Until God made the coats of skins, and they practiced sacrifice, believing that one day that Jesus Christ will die on the cross for our sins, which he's about to promise in a second. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman, that's a terrible excuse. Okay. God told Adam not to eat of the tree, and he disobeyed God. Not because, you know, you are responsible for your own choices. No one's responsible for you. And the woman said, the woman gives me that. She gave me of the tree I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now look at this now, guys. And the Lord God, let me see if anyone's listening. Oh, no one's listening still. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and the dust shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and it shall bruise his heel. Well, so what's happening is this. Oh, Nana Kofi has joined. Please stay with us. What we're talking about is why Jesus Christ came to this world. And I guess I can repeat what we're saying. So basically, we started out in Genesis, and more people are joining. Man, I feel like starting over too. So Jay Nikwe came in. So we're discussing why Jesus came to this planet. Say hi if you want to. Guys came in, let's see, 13 minutes into the program. Okay, that's fine. I'll keep reading. So what happened in Genesis 3:15, after Adam and Eve sin, Jesus is promising a redeemer. He already told Adam in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16-17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. Adam ruled the world, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now, again, two types of death. Before Adam sinned, he would live forever. But because he sinned, now he will experience physical death. That's when your immortal soul will leave your body. When that happens, you're dead. Now we have spiritual death. That is spiritual separation from the Lord. Every person on the face of this planet is that is not saved, that has not asked Jesus to save them, is spiritually separated from God. You go to, I already read this at the beginning of the program, but because some people join in, I'll read it again. Romans, go to Romans chapter 5, verse 12 in the New Testament here. Romans 5, verse 12 says, Wherefore, beloved, means because of, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. Okay, see, there's that death again. What is death? Physical death. It's separation. Then you have spiritual death. That's separation from God. okay? If you don't get saved and remain spiritually separated from God, God's going to toss you right into hell. As by one man's sin, that's Adam, entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. That's you, me, the Pope, everybody. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's why in Romans 6, no, let me do Romans 3:23, he says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Whose fault is that? Who caused that? Adam. Every man has fallen short of the glory of God. Then what's the payment for sin? Eternal hellfire. For the wages of sin is death, but it doesn't have to stop there. But the gift of God is eternal life through who? Jesus Christ our Lord. And then we see in Genesis 3:15 the promise of Jesus Christ. Let me read it again, because we have, once again, we have some people that just joined in. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. What's this talking about? Enmity between thee and the woman. Now, that thee is talking towards Satan and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. A woman cannot have a child by herself. She needs a husband. But this is talking about the miraculous birth of Jesus Christ through a virgin named Mary. That's what the woman is talking about. Between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head. Once again, God is talking to Satan. So bruise thy head. In Hebrew, it translates to something crushing. It's a permanent blow to the devil's head. Okay, so when Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, it was a victorious blow towards Satan. Satan doesn't have to keep you captive in sin. And it shall bruise his heel. Jesus was wounded for our transgression, the Bible says. He was wounded on the cross. He gave up the ghost, and he rose again on the third day. That's what Christ has done for us. He died on the cross for our sins, and Genesis 3:15 predicted that. And guess what? Jesus Christ carried it out. Jesus Christ reconciles us back to God. You see, you don't have to remain separated from the Lord. It says in 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 19, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That's basically passing out tracts, witnessing to people, giving them the gospel. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Why is that? Why isn't it that God doesn't impute trespasses unto them? Because Jesus Christ paid for mankind's sins with his life, his blood, with his precious life on the cross. You see, Jesus Christ took your payment on the cross for every man's sins. Once again, that's what it's, we just read it, Romans 6:23, for the wages, that's payment, of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So because of Jesus Christ, we're reconciled to God, and we get to go to heaven. Look with me to in John 3:16. It says there, and said unto them that, ooh, this is not it. 3:16. For God so loved the world. That's everyone on the face of the world, every human being. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. See, that was predicted in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. That he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that means anyone, believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you believe that Jesus Christ paid for your sins on the cross? So if you believe that, all you have to do is ask Jesus to save you. Go with me to Rome, if you have your Bible with you, to Romans chapter 10, verse 13. For it says there, for whosoever, that's anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ask Jesus to save you, he will take you to heaven when you die. If you want to pray and ask Jesus to save you, just bow your head and close your eyes and ask Jesus this in this way or in your own way. What matters is that you believe and call. Let's pray. If you want to get saved, let's pray. Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that my sin will take me to hell. But I know that you, Jesus, died on the cross for my sins and rose again on the third day. Please forgive me and save me and take me to heaven when I die. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you believe that, beloved, you're saved and you'll be with the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. I don't know where the people that tune in, I don't know what your location or anything like that, but, you know, write to us. I believe our email address is on our podcast here. Fire Shut Up In My Bones 1@gmail.com. Or you can comment here. I hope you truly trusted the Lord as your Lord and personal Savior. Amen. Only trust Him. All right, well, hope you enjoy that program. If you guys have any questions, just comment on any one of the podcasts that you see here, and we'll see it and we'll try to answer your questions. Have a good night.